Yo, what's up, Square Pit Brigade? On this episode, we have comedian Carmen Lynch, good friend of the show. She's been on before. We discuss the value of therapy, why people like certain body types, what body types women like, dating a little person, fake asses, body dysmorphia, and what a guy's responsibility is. Also, if y'all like what we're doing, please, please, please support us on the Patreon. Patreon is patreon.com/manschool202.
And this episode, we keep going with Carmen Lynch. And actually, this is a fun one. Dante talks about this, which I didn't understand, the bidet, his addiction to bidets. He has a bidet addiction. We get into that. Dante names some names, and you're going to be shocked at some of the names he names. Who fucking giving him a little shade. So that and more relationship stuff. So definitely check us out at patreon.com/manschool202. We appreciate it because it keeps the show rolling. And, a little contribution, you get some bonus content.
I'm not an alpha male. I'm not a beta male either. I'm just a better man. Better man. Well, put your happiness first, because if you don't, they won't. What's up, y'all? GYBB, get your balls back. WWDD, What Would Dante Do? The Sexual Revolution is being podcasted, and I am excited.
Nice.
This is a special show. Now, I know I've said that 500 times before, but this time, I mean it. We got a special guest tonight, I really mean I love this girl, but we'll get into that in a second. Harry, how you feeling, bro?
Doing great, man.
Yeah.
I'm doing great. New year, new things.
Yeah.
I don't know why you'd ask me that. You know goddamn well I'm doing great.
I apologize. Yeah. And I got a call from Andre. Andre got a little break in his thing, so he's still scared to come in the studio.
Oh, for real?
But he said we're gonna get him in here soon.
All right,
so I'm excited about that.
Andre back in this.
Let me introduce our guest. This young lady's funny as shit. Good friend of mine. She's been on the show before. She's done. What did you do? Letterman? Not Letterman.
I did Letterman.
Fallon. Did Letterman. Yeah. Fallon. What else you did?
Fallon. Conan. Colbert.
She knocked them all out. Mm. All of them. I couldn't have missed. There's no way I could have missed.
I think she did Dr. Oz.
She did Dr. Oz.
She's done so much stand-up.
She did Rachel Ray and Ricky Lake. She did Ricky Lake.
Yeah, I did those all, too. Yeah. I did Carson once. Oh, my gosh.
She did Tom Snyder.
Tom Snyder. Late Show.
Richard Bay.
Sounds like I fucked them all. I did him. I did that.
Hey, whatever you got to do. I don't judge. I don't judge at this point.
Give it up for Carmen Lynch.
Hi, everybody.
Fantastic and funny. Carmen Lynch.
Thank you for having me. I haven't been here in so long.
I know. We always enjoy you. We've been talking about getting you on every time I see you. We're like, yo, you got to come back on.
Well, it's always fun because we always like talk. We break down relationships.
Yeah.
And you, for a man, you know so much.
You have advocated for me to so many people. Like, just like you'll be like, Dante knows what he's talking about. You always.
I really do. But because, I mean, so many guys have this wall where they either don't want to break it down more or they're ignorant. And you speak the language of a woman.
Well, I mean, it's...
I mean, both, you know?
Well, yeah, I mean, I know what you mean. I mean, you don't have to clean that up. It's, I always say, if you want to know how relationships work, you got to ask somebody who's been a hoe.
yeah, just like therapists. Like, my therapist, I think, has been through hell and back.
Yeah, yeah.
And I prefer that.
How do you know that, Debbie?
Because she'll just mention things every once in a while.
What?
Her husband died of AIDS. And then and then she's been divorced a bunch. You know what I mean? Like, she's been
she's been
in the gutter, so she knows.
Hopefully this wasn't all in the first session. Right? I'm hoping that's
I think that would have scared me off. Yeah.
Yeah. I find that because when I do the consultations, people go to therapists and they talk to people and they have certain clinical ideas about things, but they don't have a real world case study. Do you know what I mean? They don't have real world experience. And I always, it's almost like this clinical kind of sanitized advice that people give because they've never experienced anything. Like, one of the things that people always say, you got to communicate more. You got to communicate. Yes and no. I think people talk too much.
Yeah.
People talk way too much.
They don't listen enough.
Yeah, maybe that's it. Yeah. Maybe that's it. Go ahead. Finish what you were going to say.
No, I was going to just say, talking is, I find people who talk a lot are usually not good listeners. You know, because they don't have time. They want to hear themselves talk.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's one thing to listen and to listen for what the person is saying. It's not just hearing them, but it's really, well, it is hearing. It's hearing what they
it's
want.
It's really hearing. Yeah, right, yeah. Right. I think I've come to this conclusion that people are liars. Like, people lie so much. It's so, even sometimes when they don't even think they're lying, I think that they have a perceived idea of how they perceive themselves, you know, how they perceive themselves, and then they're giving you this narrative so that you can go, you're this type of person. And it's really interesting that sometimes it's what people don't say. You know, when you ask people questions, it's sort of like a Rorschach test. There's no real significance of whatever that image is. So your personality put your own
value
on whatever that arbitrary symbol is. So, for instance, I was doing this consultation with a guy. I have a plan that I put guys through this just to make them better men and stuff. And it's a little extensive, and I do it like in really small increments, so it's comfortable to them. Mm. And so I asked the guy. One of the things that I think is interesting is that we are insecure about things, and we're aware of it. Even if we're not cognitively aware of it, we are insecure about certain things. And then when asked about those things, even if we're not conscious of it, we say things to cover it up as if, because it's a point of being exposed. Mm-hmm. So I said to the guy, I said, what do you consider yourself in terms of your looks? He goes, well, I'm a pretty decent looking guy. I'm about an 8. And I go, what do you think about your body physically? And he goes, you know, I work out and stuff. He says, but I got a belly, you know, but you know, some girls like bellies. And I go, okay, stop. Which is not true. It's not untrue. Some girls do.
But liking is the wrong word. Accepting a belly is fine.
I know girls that like.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, isn't that whole dad bod thing?
Yeah, but
right?
if my boyfriend has a belly, and if he was like, "I'm going to start doing sit-ups," I wouldn't stop him. I wouldn't be like, "But I like your belly. I love his belly, but I'll accept his belly."
Right. I've had girls say to me, "I like where I was losing weight," and they were like, "I feel like just did not like it." Okay. I mean, remember? God bless his dead. But remember Ralphie May?
Yes.
Ralphie May's girl was a chubby chaser.
Yeah.
She liked fat dudes. And not just fat dudes, but she liked obese dudes. Like, that was her thing, that she found that attractive. And I'm not saying it's an overall kind of thing where people would always, I think genetically you want a fit body is more attractive. And even though she likes my belly, I think she still sees other men who are fit as attractive, but I think that's more on a visceral level than it is. She likes my belly.
Okay, I have so many questions.
Sure.
Okay. Mm. When a woman and first of all, Ralphie May, when you say belly, no offense to Ralphie May, but there's a spectrum of bellies.
Sure,
okay?
Sure.
So I start to wonder, like, and I'm like, does she see health? Because health is an issue.
Right.
At some point, why do you want someone with that at that size? Are you not concerned? Like, when I tell my boyfriend has been told he's borderline obese.
Right.
And that doesn't take much. I think it's like 20 pounds your weight.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm borderline obese. And I'm like, well, I mean, let's just cut bread out. It's not a big, you don't have to lose 100 pounds.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I say that because I want him to live.
You want him, right,
not
right.
Because if he was fine, if he was not unhealthy,
like whatever,
I wouldn't care. I love snuggling with him. He's like a pillow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And he's only 20 pounds overweight.
Right, right, right.
But when you hear
how tall is he?
He's 5'11".
Okay.
So when he's, when I hear someone who's obese, doesn't that, like, why does somebody like a chubby chaser, aren't they concerned about that person's life?
Yes, but, I mean, you know, why do you like, I mean, some people like vanilla ice cream, somebody like chocolate. It's just what you like.
Or, I mean, you just focus on that one thing that brings you the positivity. You know, like, guys love women with big tits, but we never go, man, her back, her lower back. What about the stress and the apnea she might have at night?
Like, I want to get a breast reduction. Like, what are you, crazy? Yeah. You know,
let's not do anything.
I don't think big breasts are lethal either.
But, no, but I'm saying we don't think of the negativity.
If a woman, sure, you can have somebody petite with huge tits, but if she's petite and she has a C cup, it looks huge on her.
Yeah,
if she's 100 pounds or 90 pounds and she's got a C cup or whatever, a B cup. We're talking about big McGuffies. Like. McGinty's. And there's guys, I know guys that just love, but you're not going to be a slim girl with, I mean, unless they're fake.
Right.
It's fat. And I mean, not only that, if you look at bodybuilders and really fit women, when they lose weight and they become more lean, their breasts get smaller.
Yeah.
It's just what it is. But I think it's kind of, I mean, you have to look at it in the same context. That this is, whatever it is you like, there's an arbitrary attraction to it. And you don't really know why, you just
like it.
You just do. I know a good friend of mine, he loves hot food. He eats ghost peppers.
Jesus.
Which is like, what's the Covels. Death? Covels, they call it. You measure the hotness by Covels. So jalapenos is like... 5,000 Covels, and ghost peppers is like a million Covels. You know, it's just so hot.
And does he have any taste buds left?
Probably not, but I mean,
does he have an asshole left?
I didn't really check his asshole. Thanks for asking.
He's probably falling out.
Or it's not in good condition. It's like sheetrock that's water damaged.
On Instagram, I always post pictures of hot little people. Like I like a little hot midget. I do.
Are you one and done with that, or do you want? Would you like date them for a while?
I dated.
Like,
one.
Is it an experimental thing? Like, I just want
to
try
it's
it.
Happened too many times for it to be experimental.
You fix one pipe.
And then where do you find them?
I was just kind of lucky the first time I dated this chick. Did I tell that story?
But tell it again. It's been 500 episodes.
So, at the time I was stripping. I was a male stripper, and I used to, this was before social media, and I used to go to the train station and just hand out my business card. I would hand it out to everybody, and then this girl calls me up. And she goes, oh, you handed me your card and such and such and such. And she was in college, and we were talking on the phone. It was like phone sex and whatnot on the phone and whatever. And then we never, like, this went on for like 2 years. And then one summer, I was like, well, where you at? And she was like, she lived literally like 5 blocks away from me. I was like, well, it's a slow Tuesday. Yeah. Why don't you come through? And she came through, the bell rang, and I went out and I looked out the window. I didn't see nothing. I went back, right? And then the bell rang again, and I was like, these kids fuck with it. I opened the door, and there was this little person there, right? And I was like, oh, and like I panicked at first. And then I was like, oh, let's go for a walk, because I literally was embarrassed. I was like, let me get her away from my house before my friends come around. Like, I was like hiding her.
Yeah.
And then we went to the corner to Eastern Parkway. We sat on the bench, and I was like, and I'm so now making stall. I'm stalling and kind of making excuses because the norm. I didn't really explore whether I dug this or not.
Wait, didn't you give her your business card on the train?
Yeah, but I
oh, you weren't paying attention.
Thousands of business cards.
Handing out flyers more than business cards. Show promoting.
No, it was business cards.
Oh, it was business cards?
Yeah, don't interrupt me and do that again.
Oh, jeez. Sorry, you've never been wrong. That's correct. Dante's never been wrong.
But it was business cards.
It was business cards?
Yeah.
For stripping?
I would. Hand out cards. Women would put it in their purse, and then somebody would have a bachelorette party.
Right.
And they would be like, oh, we should get a shirt. I got this card. And bam, and you.
Fair enough.
So I'm with her, and I'm going, I'm like, at the time I used to drag race. right? And I used to work on my car and drag race. I used to live life one quarter mile
at a
time.
I mean, who's a drag racer and a stripper? That's an amazing memoir.
It kind of doesn't go together.
The problem is that anytime Dante puts that in a screenplay, people are like, what the fuck are we supposed to do with this? This is not
Nobody's going to believe this.
Nobody. Plus, I picture you drag racing, and then you get out of the car in a thong.
Yeah, well, I'm...
Like, you're just coming back from the strip
club. But he has the helmet. He's got all the safety stuff on, but just the thong. Like, the gloves
amazing,
and the helmet.
Yes.
I'm trying to think.
Wait, so I have so many questions already.
Okay,
sure. So when you see a little person, is that the right term they want?
Yeah,
okay.
Person.
When you see a little person, there is a sense of panic that arises. And is this the panic you're talking about?
Yes, like, initially.
Because I've done sketches and stuff, and I did a sketch with a little person, and I knew that the person was going to be there because they were part of the sketch.
But then when you saw them, you're like,
then when you see them, you're like, oh my God, how do I act? And I even act like that with regular short people because I'm so tall.
Right.
And like, especially men, because they're so insecure about being short.
Right.
And I'm so tall. Yeah. And it's now I'm talking about regular short guys. But like when I hug them, sometimes they'll joke and be like, don't lean over. I'm like, what do you want to hug my tits?
Right,
I have to lean over.
Right.
So you have these like worries, and they come in when you see a little person because you're like, what is the ethical thing to do? You know, do I shake his hand and lean down? I don't want to be rude.
You don't want to go, hey, little fella.
Exactly. Right. You know, right. And then especially, I'm sure, when you might hook up with them, it's like... Like, if you were on a bench, immediately I was like, did you help her on the bench? Or did
well,
she jump on
she
her
She was
herself?
Kind of a tall midget. Like, if it was a midget basketball team, she'd be the center. She'd be, like, powerful in the center. So, you know.
So she reaches on the high shelves of all the little people.
She's like the Carmen of midgets.
Yeah.
Okay.
How tall are you, Carmen?
6 feet.
Six feet, even.
So I start explaining that, well, you know, I'm always working on my car and I'm always working and la 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 I'm working so much because I'm trying to get this dual turbo for my car. And she goes, well, I could buy that for you. And I was like, guess who's fucking a midget, right?
I could buy that for you just because she's so loaded.
She said I would get
what
that.
What did she do? I forget. I always forget.
Her father was like a doctor.
Oh, okay.
So she just had money, and then she was in college and stuff. And she bought the turbo, and she bought the Canon.
Did you feel a pressure to stay for a certain amount of time because she bought you those things?
Well, what happened was she went to Wagner College, and I went and met her at Wagner College, and then I was like, and then I was kind of turned on by it. And then Harry will tell you. That there's always
that you were turned on by it.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. I was like, cause,
I mean, that specifically.
Well, you know that I've always said that. I mean,
you have. Yeah.
Not only that, there's the whole thing that
I
me
thought
and
you
Patrice,
meant that specifically. I wasn't there.
Me and Patrice, when we did the Black Phillip show, we had an argument because he likes he likes big fat women.
Yeah.
And I said, I'm not into that. And he was like, but you like? He was like, you like little people? He's like, that's a fetish for big women. And I go. It's the same thing, motherfuckers. So,
right.
And then once
it's just a different little,
I dated her, and then when I broke up, she tried to get all the car parts back. But it was, I felt like I had put enough good dick in that I thought it was.
How long did you guys stay together?
I mean, when we say together, what do you mean? She was amongst a crew of different of women, but I hung out with her. I went to campus and we hung out and we would hang out and go to parties and stuff like that. And I didn't really care. It was kind of sexy.
Yeah.
And then I always had a thing. And then remember Nick Novicki?
Yes.
So Nick used
comedian
to do,
Nick Novicki.
Yeah, he used to do comic. He did
he's still around.
Boardwalk Empire,
LA,
stuff like that, which is, he's like a tiny Malcolm X for little people. He, that's like the N-word. And and then he would take the first elf job that that somebody went, like, shut up, Nick.
Yeah.
But me and Nick was tight, and they have these festivals where it's all little people. Show up like it's a whole like thousands of little people, and I was like, I want to come, and he was like, no, you're already creepy about like, but he used to do shows with little people, and it was
you
like,
wanted to go to the festival, so you would have torn through it like a sexual Godzilla.
Yeah, I was just like.
So this is what, like, what kind of a festival? Like, they're doing performing?
No, it's just a.
I mean, more
festival.
Of a convention than a more of a convention than a festival.
Yeah, maybe I should. I don't. What's the difference, Harry? You because you're looking at me disgusted. Like, I'm
well,
saying,
a festival would be like a concert or a like. Like, you know,
well, if you
party
have,
and
if you have like
a convention is more like
if you have like a what do you call it? You know, where they joust and shit. What do they call
oh,
it?
Oh, that's I know what that is.
It's
yes.
a medieval festival.
Yes, I've been I've been
like
to
a Renaissance fair.
Yeah, like,
yeah,
a,
like
Renaissance
a Renaissance
festival.
Fair. Right. Yeah. Well, right, so it was
like a,
just
right.
yes,
like a festival then.
Little people, though.
You know what? That's amazing. I did a show ages ago. I don't even remember where it was. I think it was somewhere in Maryland, and. And there was a Renaissance festival staying at the same hotel
oh,
that
oh,
I
right.
was staying at.
Right, right.
And it was incredible because they were all dressed up in costumes and there were
talk,
little people.
They talk. Oh, yeah, yeah.
And they
talk.
Had like little gadgets and like swords
little
and
swords
all kinds
and
of stuff.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
But I was there just coincidentally.
Yeah, yeah,
but
yeah.
It was so cool. Yeah.
Well, there was a festival and Nick used to do promotion for. They have these organizations, little people organizations. Mm. It's something, because it's still, I like a fat ass. Mm. And I've always liked short girls with fat ass. I mean, so it was like.
But isn't your baby mama tall?
Yeah, but I like tall.
Maybe you just don't have to pick. Like, you just
yeah,
like it all.
Why should you?
You,
yeah.
you could like a variety
I
of shit.
I like
yeah,
pizza
yeah.
and Chinese food, right? I
yeah.
could like them both. But it does.
Hey, you ever get one thing at a Taco Bell and then stop at a Wendy's for the fries?
I've done many times. I've done McDonald's, Kentucky Fried Chicken, Taco Bell, and Burger King at
oh,
the same
Jesus.
Time. So, and Nick had this thing, and it was all these little people, and it was a couple of hot. Some of them, like there was this one hot one. She could just tell I was thirsty.
Uh-huh.
And she just kind of, she like, the other ones were, like, playing with me and taking pictures and stuff. But she was like, yo, this motherfucker's trying to fuck me.
Oh, so you went.
Yeah, I did his thing a couple of times.
Oh, nice.
And then, so is that out of your system, or is it not a fetish?
No,
like,
and
it's
I still,
continuously.
You just watch my Instagram story. I always got a.
I haven't seen a little person. Oh, yeah, every once in a while. Yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah.
Well, it's got to be a hot one. I'm not in the script simply because you're short.
Right.
It's got to be a hottie.
Yeah, yeah.
Like a little midget stripper or a little person stripper or something with a fat ass and she's pretty face. And
so if you're listening.
I'm in. Everybody knows. They always laugh. I mean, whenever I post it, everybody goes, oh, yeah, I remember when you and Patrice had this kind of people always.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't give a fuck. You know, I don't give a fuck what nobody
of
thinks.
Of course. I love that.
But it was kind of a thing for me. And I've had a couple and I've like, yo, what's up? You know? And
yeah.
And, you know, I don't think it's a fetishization because of the fact that I still want them to be attractive.
Yeah.
Or you take the ankles and you move like a Nordic track. You know what I mean? It's like.
I mean, that is the advantage of not being tall because when you're tall, it's
you
like.
Got legs everywhere,
the legs,
you know what I mean?
It just, it's hard to move around.
Yeah.
You know?
Thanks. Thanks for that. Comment.
I mean, it's true.
Yeah, yeah. But I kind of like that, too, a laying here.
Yeah.
And it's kind of sexy, too. I'm kind of a weirdo, you know. I mean, I'm open. So it was just a thing. But what were we talking about? Oh, so, yeah, so we hung out maybe like, it was like a summer, maybe about 5-6 months. And then, you know, and then I just kind of moved on. But I've always had this kind of thing for a hot. Like, I love that little, what's the little porn star? With the gap in the teeth.
Pinky?
Well, Pinky is almost a little person.
Yeah, she's tiny.
But she's got a, she's like 5'3 with a, like a ridiculous, so it even looks more like a, no, it's
like a ridiculous what, ass?
Asses.
We have to talk about asses for a second.
Sure.
Okay.
Why,
because I'm
know?
Sure you know the difference between a real one and a fake one.
Mm-hmm. Sure,
but
yeah.
Like before COVID, I would go to my gym. And I just couldn't believe
the
how
Brazilian
many
butt lift?
Yeah, yeah.
How
the
many
BBLs.
Kim Kardashian asses
yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
were and I, you know, sometimes I'll get a trainer just to like learn new weights,
yeah, yeah.
tricks or whatever. And my trainer was like, okay, see that one over there? That's a fake one. And I go, how can you tell? And he goes, because her legs are
right.
not.
The legs don't match.
They
the
don't
legs
match
and
the
head.
Ass.
So if you got a black girl, she's got a ridiculous booty.
Yeah.
And it's out right, it matches the thighs match. So it doesn't look like a blow pop. You know what I mean?
Like exactly. Like she's got bigger legs, so she's got a big ass.
Sure.
But every once in a while, you see a skinny leg girl with a big ass. And
it looks horrible.
That's not even attractive.
It looks crazy.
No, it's a form of body dysmorphia.
I just kind of get mad. Like, what doctor is going to, I don't know. I guess they have to.
I'm
like,
an ass expert, right?
Mm. So, yeah.
You've, several
like,
degrees.
Yes, I've. like,
donkeys,
like,
too.
Like Latino women usually will have genetically, I'm not, and you know, I mean, we're making generalizations, but Latino women will usually have what you call a dewdrop ass, where it has weight at the bottom, but it's not.
Yeah.
It kind of comes up like a teardrop, right?
Yeah.
Black women, when they have a big, and there's black women with no ass, but then black women has an ass, it's like basketballs. It's like the
totally,
peak
yes.
is at the top.
Yes.
It's a difference.
Three-dimensional.
But you have these, the big legs. You know, they're not little women. But even when they're big legs and stuff, it's just ridiculous. You know, it's so ridiculous.
It looks insane, especially when they're at the gym. And I'm like, how can your little legs hold up this big ass?
Yeah.
So so someone like J-Lo, is that a real ass?
That was a real ass. But she also has a dewdrop. Like, her ass is not crazy.
It's not.
I mean, it's amazing, but it's not crazy. It doesn't look ridiculous.
So did all the Kardashians get a fake ass? They're all fake.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Except for, like, the girl who doesn't have that ass, the model girl.
Right. Well, if you look at
Kendall, the one of the Jenners,
Kendall.
Yeah,
but
she
if you
looks
look
like
at them,
if
you ever seen pictures of them before all the plastic surgery?
Yeah,
I mean, not their asses. I don't look.
No,
at
but
no.
I mean their, fa-
their faces.
Everything.
Yeah.
They don't look like regular women.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's so much done. I mean, if you look at Chloe and Tori Spelling now.
Oh my God, Tori Spelling now.
Yes, they look exactly. Chloe looks like Tori Spelling, right? It's almost like you have the
weird
Chloe thing.
Because Chloe, I feel like we knew her so well, like 5 years ago. She did hers late. Because, like, Kim Kardashian, I feel like, has had this face. She must have had it done when she was like 12 or something.
Like 15.
But
16,
Chloe, I feel like, changed, like,
if you
recently.
look at, bring up Tori Spelling.
But Tori, I remember
looked
from,
like a fish.
Well, Tori, I remember from Beverly Hills. Is that what it's called?
Yes.
And her arms, it was the same with the ass and the legs, but her arms and her
Tori
breasts,
Spelling,
they
Korean?
Were like.
Mm. Hold on.
She looks like, you can't tell her.
Proportional.
Yeah,
that's her?
That's what
let
she
me
looks
see.
Like next to, what, is that the.
That's the one I looked up and I didn't put in Kardashian. Yeah, that's her.
Weird.
She looks exactly like Khloe Kardashian.
They kind of look the same, but I can tell the difference. But but I mean,
you gotta see. If you go Tori most recent, you almost can't tell the difference.
Maybe
between
they go to the same doctor.
Well, I put Tori. Yeah, Tori Spelling 2021. It's. This is
Just put most recent.
Most recent. All right, Tori Spelling most recent.
But It's become ridiculous. The other thing is, a lot of times, you know, they take the fat from other places and they put it in the
butt.
But that also, you got to get that redone because the fat dissipates to other places again. So you got to do lipo.
That's her. She looks just like
it looked like twins.
Like a Kardashian.
It's
that's
crazy.
Creepy.
But that's not bad for Tori, because Tori was hideous.
She was hideous.
She was like
looking.
A fish.
She looked, well, she looked like an alien or a chameleon.
Yeah, her eyes are the
were
side
on the side. Totally. Yeah.
But, I mean, I think that, the culture of it has changed.
Also, what is a guy, how do you feel? Well, how do most men feel when it's so drastic like that? Like, I'm all for whatever you need or whatever, you know, because most people I find who look great do very subtle things. Like, if you look at someone famous like Julia Roberts or Meryl Streep, you know they've had shit done.
Yeah.
But it's been done very subtly, and they still look their age.
Who's the one that did Black Box?
Black Box? Black Mirror?
No, Black Box.
Black Box?
Bird Box. What was it?
Sandra Bullock.
Yes. She's really subtle.
Yeah, but for a while, she looked like an alien.
Yeah, she
was crazy.
It
calmed down now. Like, same with Nicole Richards.
Kidman.
Yeah.
What happens is you stretch it tight, and it releases. Like, remember Joan Rivers had some terrible ones, and then by the time she was, like, at the end, she looked all right.
Yeah.
But if
it's
you stretch
it out. It's also the swelling.
It's the swelling. Yeah, yeah, the swelling.
Like, if you look at the dude from Casino, he looks great. He looks like a cat.
Casino.
Now.
Who's that?
The Italian guy from, is it Casino?
Yeah. De Niro?
Put the gun down. Put the, you know, like where he wakes up and the girl, the gun is in the.
Oh, Henry Hill, Ray Liotta.
Ray Liotta.
Oh, yeah.
Ray Liotta looks crazy.
Yeah.
But I think they get this you know, this dysmorphia where they,
yeah,
and they don't see themselves, and then they just go too,
yeah,
far.
Yeah, it's a psychological issue. You know, it's a real, yeah, like, psychological thing of wanting more and more, and you just don't see the perfection. I mean, it's the same thing Michael Jackson went through. It's just like, yeah, more and more. It's not enough.
And
you keep
and
doing
then the
it
swelling doesn't go down. Yeah. What you call it? Stallone looks crazy.
Like, some people, I know of people through friends that have clients, mm-hmm, in different businesses.
Yeah.
And they deal with older women who live alone, say, with their cats.
Yeah.
And do a ton of shit to themselves. And you're like, okay, well, I guess your cats, you're doing this for your cats. I don't know, whatever. Maybe it makes you feel good.
Yeah.
But then if you have a partner, I wonder how does a man truly feel? Is because some women like it when a man goes, you know what, baby, I love you,
right,
and I,
right,
married you, so don't touch your face. And other men must appreciate it because they want a younger. Like, how does that work? For
I don't think we see the difference.
Yeah.
You don't. So if
in fact, it bothers me. Me personally,
yeah.
There was a girl I was dating, and I thought her body was perfect.
Yeah.
She got lipo and looked amazing.
Yeah.
But I didn't need it.
But I think a body is different because you get your eyes,
yeah,
are the windows to your,
yeah,
soul.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So if you're looking at your girlfriend and she,
yeah,
comes home as the new Tori Spelling.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Well, she's a bad example because we already said,
yeah,
she,
yeah,
because
you'd
like
be like,
a
I'm great.
Yeah.
I'm great. Which, whatever,
yeah,
you do,
yeah,
change,
do it.
Yeah, yeah.
Change this.
But
shit.
If think of somebody and then they come home and totally different. What do you think goes through most men's mind? Like, now I have to fall in love with this face, or is it so easy to just...
I don't think guys look at it like that.
No?
If you're fucking me and blowing me, I'm pretty much okay. But
yeah.
I think a lot of times men go, I don't like the lashes, like, you know, like, all,
yeah,
these girls have
these
shoes.
Yeah, I was just
going to say that. We don't give a fuck.
Yeah, yeah,
you,
yeah,
worry about it.
We,
you
have never given a fuck,
no,
about lashes,
yeah,
ever.
Yeah.
No.
Not one drop of sperm has been spent on masturbating about lashes.
Right.
We don't care. That's
for women.
Or you
have
women.
Too many, or you have too little. Nobody gives a,
like,
shit.
I never once thought about
it. I find this is that a guy with a woman who aggressively is sexually attracted to you.
Yeah.
Wants to fuck you, wants to suck your dick, wants to, you know, that's more of a turn on than anything else.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The energy is more of a turn on than,
yeah, oh, absolutely.
Look, sometimes, I mean, I've dated women who are extremely attractive, and then the energy is just like, after a while, them as a person is not great.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, it's okay.
Yeah.
And then you just get kind of bored with it. You don't give a shit after a while that they're, you know, that they have all the makeup and everything and all the extensions.
Don't give a fuck.
You,
right,
don't give a shit. And then there's a girl who's okay, cute. But the energy is there. That kind of matters more. In the long run, it's, I think, more about, like, the energy that you have,
I
that connection.
If you appreciate a man, he'll never stop giving you. He'll never stop giving you whatever.
Whatever you need.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. Unless you come home looking like, what is that?
Tori
Catwoman.
Yeah, yeah,
no,
yeah,
cat.
Yeah.
What is that lady?
Yeah, yeah, the Lion Queen.
Lion Queen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, but, you know, this is somebody who literally has some kind of mental illness.
Totally.
Already.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we're talking about but I think, you know, I've always said this, to the same token, if you emasculate your man and you ain't shit and this and that, da, 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 he will find somebody else. You cut his dick off, he'll find somebody else to pin his dick back on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He'll find somebody that says, you're great, I love what you are, and blah, 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 blah.
But I also think that's a certain kind of man, because some men become little boys as they grow up. I feel like they're like...
In what sense?
Like, I mean, like 70-year-olds. Like they don't... they need their mommy in a way. Don't you think that's true?
I don't know. I'm not
like,
sure
I don't
what
think
mean.
I'm trying to think of someone without saying any. Put it this way: I have certain friends, and their parents, the mother is still very social, and the father sits on the couch. I have a lot, and I'm not even saying that like it's my parents. A lot of parents.
I don't think that's a...
I think that's like giving up on...
Here's what...
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if it's giving up, but I think if it's more like, I just don't... I don't want to do shit. Like, I don't want to fucking... I've done that.
Yeah.
I don't want to do... Most of the time, a guy... If he's going here and doing these things, he don't want to do. He's doing that because you want him to do it.
Yes,
he's
that's
going
true.
On vacation.
No, that's true.
And then there comes a time when you're older and you go, I don't want to fucking do this.
That's so funny because we're going to Prague on Thursday in 2 days, and I'm planning all of it.
Now, how old is your dude?
He's 54.
All right, so he's a year
but he's like,
than
I'll
me.
Go. But he's so, like, I'm not dealing with this shit. And I'm like, but I like, see, I like, I love traveling.
Yeah. Right.
And I love planning that shit. So I'm all about, like, I'll find the hotel in this perfect location. I'll find what we're going to do. And also, it's my birthday, so it's kind of my trip.
Right. Yeah.
But
that makes it a lot easier. My dad just went on vacation now, and my girl was asking him, like, are you excited? He goes, no.
Yeah.
He goes, not at all. He goes, I'm, you know, it's, and she was like, why is he not excited? I go, because there's a lot to do. He's got to leave this house. He's got to make sure everything is taken care
of.
Somebody's
there.
It's a pain in the ass. It becomes a pain
in the ass. It costs you money. It costs you time
and
it costs you energy. And it's not something you want to do.
Yeah.
Because if it was something you want to do, you would go do it.
Yeah. But it's interesting to me that a lot of men are like that.
Yeah, because...
what is that?
It's
just
the responsibility.
Because the responsibility of the relationship is always on the guy. My value as a man is attached to my ability to provide.
Okay.
Your value is the fact that I love you, you're attractive, and you fuck me.
Yeah.
And so the fact that everything is on me to do... And the fact that it's funny, me and Harry had this conversation. We've had this conversation for a couple of episodes.
Sure.
And we was, you know, people always say relationships are compromises, right?
Yeah.
And he goes, yeah, I got to do this. And he's going, I got to do this. I got to do that. And I go, that's not compromise.
That's correct. Yeah, it's not.
Relationships is compromise when you, as the woman, do shit that you don't want to do.
Right.
And I do shit that I don't want to do. Me doing whatever you want me to do so you shut the fuck up is not a compromise.
Yeah.
And I don't think that women see that I don't want to do this. I don't give a fuck about none of this. I would rather sit home and watch TV, go to work and stuff, and this is easy. Now, if you want me to do, but I also think that guys are dishonest in the fact that they don't say that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't say, like, I will not do shit that I don't want to do.
Yeah.
Like, I remember being in a situation where I was dating a girl and she loved Broadway play. I hate Broadway.
Yeah.
But she was like,
it would mean a lot or whatever.
She said, would you be interested in going to the Lion King? And I was like, yeah, I would do that, right? Now, I got a bad knee, I got a bad back, I'm 300 pounds. Like, so she made sure that I had the right seat on the corner so I could put my leg in the aisle. Like, I had to watch so I didn't trip the elephants as they went by. I was in the front so I could stretch out the seat. But it was a real consideration. She really made it comfortable for me. She made it easy for me, and so I would do it. Now, if she hadn't done that and it was something she wanted to do, I would want to do. But I'm confident enough to say, I don't want to do that.
But did you do it? You don't want to do that, so why did you do it?
No, I didn't mind Lion King. I was like, oh, I've never seen that, and that would be interesting. And
it's a show I might like.
To go do it.
And she presented everything in the best possible scenario as opposed to going, hey, do you...
Because she also, if she wanted to do something, she'd go do it. If she wanted to go clubbing or whatever, fucking go.
I get that because there are certain places. It's so funny because, you know, this obviously we're still in COVID, but like even a year ago, I was like, I want my next birthday to be like away. You know,
you
want to
do something.
I want to do something away. I'm, you know, obviously we were all sick of COVID. I was like, let's do something.
Yeah.
And one of my dreams has been to go to an African safari. Mm. And he was like, no. And I was like, okay, I can always go to an African safari with other people.
Right.
But for my birthday, let's pick a place. So we picked Prague.
Right.
But I mean, it is that thing where you're like, I appreciate that he says no. But I also appreciate that he would understand that one day I will go with other people.
Yeah, I mean, he's like, bitch, go, please.
Yeah. And the same with like Thailand, you know, because it's exotic. No interest.
Right.
And, but it's funny because
he's worried about the creature comforts. Like,
he likes
comfort.
Exactly. Yeah. He likes practical versus, what's the other word? Practical versus. It's like appearance, but it starts with a P. I can't remember. And I'm usually, he's practical. And I'm like, this looks like shit here.
Right.
We're getting the other thing. He's like, but that's not practical. You know?
Right.
Practical versus practicable?
No.
It's
pragmatic?
No, maybe it's
almost like.
Maybe it's pretty.
Trendy.
But, yeah, but it's more like pretty versus, but it's not pretty. But anyway, it doesn't
practical
matter. But
principle, philosophical.
But anyway, so.
Possible.
Shit, what was I going to say?
What he likes as opposed to.
Oh, but men can be very honest too, whereas women are more like, oh, that hurts my feelings.
If you got,
you know what I mean?
If you got a good. So it's interesting because you seem really happy with this dude. That's one of the things I was going to tell you. You seem really happy with this guy. And there's no relationship is all gravy.
It's not.
But.
Yeah.
You got a guy who loves you, finds you attractive, genuinely wants you to be happy, but he's also very clear about what makes him happy.
Yes.
And he's not, doesn't take it personal that you want to do other things. A lot of younger women, if you're you see this all the time. You see it in the movies, you see guys all the time. They're out with their friends and then they don't want them have, shut up, guys, shut up. I got to call my wife. And then, because the wife feels, if you're having fun with, so, there's a subtext. If you're having fun without me, you don't love me. That's really what's in it.
You don't need me.
Right. And the fact that you don't love me is painful to me. But if you articulate to them that, hey, this doesn't mean I don't love you. I just don't want to do this.
But I also think it's an older thing. Like, we all become less sensitive, I think, as we get older. You know, like
some people.
Like he told me, he goes, I hate January birthdays. I'm sorry. He goes, I just spent the holidays vacationing with my son.
Right.
And now I have to go away with you.
Right.
And I was like, fuck you. It's my birthday.
Right.
But I can laugh about it. But I was kind of like. Like, in my head, I have the stereotypical love is you don't hurt the other person's feelings.
Right.
And I have to go like, okay, Carmen, just, it's a joke, but it's also, calm down. You know what I mean? And he's coming, so who cares?
Right.
He's coming to Prague, so.
Now, let me say this. What if you did something at home for your birthday and then did a birthday trip? March.
Another time.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, this one was also because, I think because of everything that's happening
here. Yeah, just you want to get out.
I mean, it's not like I do this every year. I'm not like, let's go. We do pick other dates.
How long you guys been together?
6 years.
Okay. So, yeah. And it's more the COVID and just the things.
And everything. And I'm just the kind of person who literally, like, I could go somewhere for 3 months. And let's go somewhere, and he loves to be home.
Right.
He's addicted to comic books. All of our bookcases are full of comic books, which I'm fine with. I find it fun and cute and colorful.
Right.
You know, and he's a writer, so he loves to be home.
Uh-huh.
And if I'm home all day, I'm going to pull my hair out. I like to either go running or do things.
Right.
So it's an interesting combination of, like, let's find a happy medium.
And he'll do things with you if you... And he'll do shit that he doesn't want to do if you ask him to do it. But the point is, and this is what I talk about, the compromise.
Yeah.
If you ask me to... If I say, I don't want to do this, and you go, this is really important to me. I really want to do this. As a man, you don't want your woman to be... unhappy.
Yeah.
So, because if she's unhappy, then you're a failure as a man. See, I always say a man has to put his happiness first, because if you don't, she won't.
I know, but I think everyone has to put their happiness first.
Women do, though.
But here's, women put their happiness. They don't give a fuck about what you like and what you don't like.
It'll definitely come up at least first.
But this is how I said it to him, because I know who he is.
Right.
Sure.
I said, for this birthday coming up, you don't have to get me anything. And obviously he will.
Yeah.
But I said, you don't have to get me anything as long as you come on this trip that I'm planning.
Right.
And don't, you know, don't be a pain about it just because it's like you don't want to travel.
Right.
And he's like, Yeah, it's your birthday. Okay. You know what I mean? Yeah,
right. But I want you to, here's what you don't, what I think women don't understand. Their assumption is that if I like this and I want to do it, why would you not?
Yes.
I don't fucking like what you like.
Yeah.
You and that's okay.
You don't want me to be who you are. If I was who you were, you wouldn't like me.
Exactly. But I also like the idea of, if you're not going to do this, just know that I'm still going to do it. But I'm inviting you. But if you say no, it's not going to stop me.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And that, I think, is healthy, too.
Sure.
That also comes with maturity, though, and the ability not to take things personally.
That's the difference. I'm sorry.
Because for me, like, my whole thing is, when we have these things, I'm not worried about saying no the way I was when I was younger and dating.
Yeah.
When I was young, I think it all starts in the beginning. It's like when you're up front and you go, no, that doesn't interest me. Not in a mean or malicious way, but you're just honest.
Yeah.
No, I'm not interested in it. I might do that. You build up that way. That's the understanding in the relationship. But that comes from the ability and willingness to say no without fear.
Right.
Like
without fear of losing the person.
The thing that keeps my relationship going is that I'm not afraid to lose it if I had to. I don't want to, but I don't have a fear, and then I'm not held hostage by, I don't want to piss her off.
That's why,
because it'll end, you know.
That's why I'm almost like so surprised and in awe of long, long relationships, because I feel like you change so much. Like people who've been together since they were 23, like at least when you break up, I don't know, but for me, when I break up in relationships, I'm like, oh my God, how did I not see that?
Right.
That is something I'm going to keep my eyes open with now. Like I have a new filter and a new awareness.
Sure, yeah.
And when you're with the same person, I think it's got to be harder after 20 years to be like, you know that thing you do? I fucking hate it.
Right.
And now I'm going to be like, I don't know. Like, it's pretty impressive.
Unless, of course, you're honest about the things that you like and the things you don't like in the first place.
Yeah.
If you are. So I think what happens is you create a pretense that you feel people understand. And then they go, well, you never had a problem with it before.
Yeah.
And. You know, one of the things Harry says is like, I'm afraid, I don't want the relationship to end, but I'm willing to end the relationship. I think that's a kind of a short-sighted way to look at it. Mm-hmm. What you got to look at it is that, listen, people grow and people change.
Yeah.
We're together and we're trying to make this work. I genuinely like you. I genuinely care about you. You're attractive to me and whatever. Now, if there's things that you want to do that I don't want to do, if there's a compromise, a true compromise, not I want to do what you want to do so you shut the fuck up, or I want to do because I'm afraid of losing the relationship.
That's not a compromise. That's a hostage situation.
Right. It's a hostage situation.
It's blackmail.
If I go, I don't like this, and then you're offended because I don't like this, you don't give a fuck about me.
Right.
We did a listener mail for people that write, and again, this guy was like his girl. He was dating his girl for 6 years, and then she bought her own ring. They're in their 20s. She's like, you're foxing around, and I'm going to buy my own ring, and I'm going to set up the wedding. And then, and I'm like, he doesn't want to marry. Y'all been together 6 years. He doesn't want, but he won't say, I don't want to get married.
Right.
And he's guilty because he feels like they've been together for 6 years. I said, but you really shouldn't feel guilty because she knows you don't want to get married.
That's not stopping her.
She don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
So if you're in any relationship where you don't care about each other's happiness, there's a mistake in
that. But also, how do you know that she's not just buying the ring because she, like, is she okay with just having the ring and not getting married? Because, like, we're not married and I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
But if I wanted to buy a ring, couldn't I just pretend?
That's not the same
thing. Oh, it's not? Okay.
Look, you're with an older guy who's really comfortable about who he is.
Yeah.
This is what I am. You want it? You don't want, if there comes a time where it's not fun for him, he will leave.
Right. And same. Yeah, me too.
And you too. And that's the healthiness of it. The problem is when, you know Keith and the girl.
Yeah.
Okay, so Keith came here years ago.
Keith Malley.
Keith Malley, his was his first wife?
I believe it was his first wife.
First wife. He came and he was like, I got to talk about this. He wants to talk about it. He was like how his ex-wife used to leave the cabinets, the kitchen cabinets. So she would get stuff out and leave the kitchen cabinets. And then she would go to the bathroom and she would use the towels and leave the towels on the floor. And he's like, why do you clean up the towels? And why do you keep leaving the cabinets open? And so he came here, and I said, my advice was take all the cabinet off the thing.
Yeah.
And he said, he was like, he thought it was a joke, and then he ultimately ended up getting divorced.
Yeah.
From his. Now, the reason why, the point wasn't the cabinets. The point is, this is a woman who doesn't give a fuck that I'm, if I'm telling you, you do this.
And it bothers me.
And it bothers me.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
She goes, I don't give a fuck whether it bothers you.
Yeah.
I'm going to do what I want. I'm going to leave these cabinets open. I'm going to use all the time, leave wet towels over, and I don't give a fuck about you. The problem is not the cabinets. People want to jump on me because they think that my response is extreme. But my response is not extreme. It's relevant to the fact that she don't give a fuck about you.
Right.
And you're arguing because you're debating with her. Could you please? You shouldn't have to say that more than once.
Right.
What is it for you to adjust and close the cabinets?
Right. And that is something that, like, you know, is easy to work on. Like, they're every couple. I have it with my boyfriend. Like, there's certain things that he'll be like, will you stop doing this? Or I'll be like, will you stop doing this?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
But those are things that I'm like, okay, I see why it bothers him. Or he, you know, or vice versa.
And even it's not that.
Yeah.
It's like, if you love this guy, why make him miserable?
But I also have, and this is not the towels thing is not a good example of this, but there are certain things that he's like, why do you put this over here? And I'll be like, because, I can't think of something right now.
Right.
Because of this, you know?
Right, logic
and
step,
he's like,
yeah.
Okay, then. Okay,
yeah,
I
because
yeah.
It's reasonable.
But you can't say that about towels on the floor, because there's no reason. To
right,
hide
all
the molds.
Right.
You know?
All cabinets open.
Yeah,
you come
yeah,
in
yeah.
And
yeah.
Then when I say to you, this bothers me.
Yeah.
And you go, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Where do you go from there?
There's nowhere.
You
there's
don't.
Nowhere
give
I mean,
a
if
fuck
that's the
me.
Issue, imagine something. Yeah, exactly. It's
yeah.
deeper.
You don't give a fuck about me.
It ain't gonna get better.
It's not gonna get
yeah,
better.
Yeah.
And the disrespect. And I was trying to explain to him that this is not about the towels. This is about somebody who doesn't love you. That's what
did
it
you
is.
Say that before or after the divorce?
I said it before.
Before, oh. During, several times.
And this is about somebody who doesn't love you and doesn't give a fuck about your happiness.
Yeah.
And if somebody doesn't give you, you can't be in a relationship where you care about somebody's happiness and they don't give a fuck about you. Get out of the relationship.
Yeah.
And that's a simple gesture.
Yeah.
It's a very
and it's
simple
a little
that's
thing,
issue, yeah.
But it's the Rorschach test again. It's just like she's... At the base level, she's a selfish individual who doesn't give a fuck about your comfort.
Yeah.
And it manifests itself in wet towels and open cabinets.
Right.
And sure enough, I could see that this you're not gonna. How long are you gonna? Because it's not just gonna. It's not gonna be towels and cabinets. It's gonna be a whole lot
it'll
of stuff.
It'll be something else.
And it'll continue because I don't give a fuck about you.
Yeah.
And I think you, as you get older. You've had enough situations to know that just because you don't, I mean, the other thing is, like, as a comic, you have your act. Everybody don't like your act. Some people just, you're not their cup of tea.
Right.
And we have to learn to move on and go, okay, everybody's not going to like me. When you were young, you worried about, you know, it's funny because we had Aronovich, we had Rich here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Rich has really done a lot of work on himself, but Rich was the dude who would be on stage, be killing, and then the one person in the front who doesn't laugh, he would get so fixated on that because of his own insecurity, and then he would literally turn the rest of the audience against him because he was so worried about this person that doesn't like you and not even take into consideration the people who did like you.
Right.
Plug your stuff. We're going to do something for the Patreon.
Oh, okay.
Real quick. And then
So all my socials are at Carmen Comedian, and all my dates are CarmenLynch.com, and there's a bunch coming up. I think Omaha, Syracuse, Vermont, a bunch of stuff, all on my website.
Very, very
Carmen
funny.
Is fantastic.
Very, very funny.
If you get a chance, see Carmen.
A lot of times I go, man, she's really funny, but I really mean it.
Yeah. Like, this time I mean it.
Harry, talk to me.
All my social media is at Harry Turjanian, especially the stuff on TikTok. I'm going to be uploading more stuff on that, but at Harry Turjanian.
Okay. Me, everything. Google me, bitch. You know me, DanteNero.com if you want a one-on-one consultation. Click on consult. Also, don't forget the Patreon. Follow us. Log in and subscribe on the Patreon. That really helps us keep doing this. That's patreon.com/manschool202. GYBB, get your balls back. WWDD, what would Dante do? The sexual revolutions being podcasted. And I love y'all, man. Check us on the other side if you want to know what we're talking about. We're going to dig in deep on the other side. Love you. We are out.